Hello, we're back again. Series 2, episode 2.
Should we do full disclosure that we're drinking Prosecco?
Sipping, because we're getting in the LA vibe.
Absolutely.
Because you've just come back from another marathon trip.
I know. I don't care what anyone says. I think LA is great.
Yeah.
I know people love to say, and it's so stupid, and it's not. It's really cool. And it feels like it's still developing. There are places that when I first used to go, you wouldn't go near, and now they're the hot places. So it is actually a work in progress.
Yeah. Because you don't see. I feel it's a kind of, people think it's a plastic world, which I suppose it is.
There are bits of it, but I mean, the first place we stayed when we went this time was downtown. They've sort of rebranded downtown as the Arts District, which feels a bit estate agency.
Yeah. But,
I think they put the money in it as well.
We've got real art.
Yeah. But it's still fairly scratchy down there. We stayed at Soho Warehouse, which is part of the Soho House group.
Yeah.
And it's called a warehouse because it's an old warehouse. And so the rooms are, not the bedroom so much, but the communal space are massive. I mean, just huge, cavernous. And they've left the graffiti and the broken off plaster. So it's got this very...
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. It's its own thing. Obviously, rooftop pool and all of that. Lovely restaurants. They've got a garden restaurant and an inside restaurant and a rooftop restaurant. Yeah, so there's lots of restaurants to go around.
Yeah.
You know what to expect when you go to Soho. It's just really nicely done.
Yeah.
Really great staff.
And great service. Yeah.
Absolutely. So that was a nice little... The only thing is, because it's Soho House and they are edgy, they've gone to a bit of Eden downtown, which is feels a bit barren. I'm sure it's all going to come and follow them. But at the moment, you just thought you couldn't really, not having a car.
Yeah.
In LA, you're supposed to have one. You felt there wasn't really anything to go out for. So you did end up just sort of...
Hanging out there,
I'm sure is what they love.
Yeah.
But the second downtown place we stayed is this hotel called The Proper. Really. And it's a San Francisco based company, and their whole thing is about making your stay cultural. So there's a lot of art, and it's in downtown, so which feels, we were saying, it feels a little bit like New York in that the buildings are that kind of age and that kind of style, but it's very gritty, by which I mean, dirty.
Yeah.
Look, there's a shocking homeless problem in LA all of a sudden.
Wow.
Which there never really was. I know downtown is where homelessness was back in the day, but it felt like that was kind of being dealt with. But I suppose through COVID, so many people have lost work.
Exactly, yeah.
That it's back with a vengeance. I mean, as you go down freeways, there are sort of camps of tents on the side of the freeway. It's quite shocking.
Yeah.
And so the downtown's this weird mixture now, and Proper's right in the middle of it, where you've got the new Apple store, which is a gorgeous deco building, and then you've got Paul Smith, and you've got APC, and you've got all of the right fashion brands. And Adidas have just taken up this huge space, and it's going to be their world centre for design and manufacturing and everything. Yeah. So it's very, very cool, but grubby as you like. I mean, the streets are filthy. And it does feel, it feels a little dangerous just because there's so much homelessness. I know homeless people are not necessarily dangerous.
Yeah, no,
but
no.
It just puts you on edge a little bit. But it's fascinating. There's so much down there now. I mean, everybody knows about the Walt Disney Concert Hall, which is the Frank Gehry weird sort of amorphous building. There's a brilliant new gallery called The Broad, which is free actually to get into, which is unusual.
Oh, all modern art then,
And it's like the greatest hits. It's Jeff Koons, Andy Warhol, Basquiat, everything you want. Yeah. You can get around it in
tick list.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, they're happy for you to take pictures. The building itself is amazing in that you go up this really thin escalator right into the gallery itself. And it's all built of sort of breeze blocks. So you're getting this weird light coming through. It's really lovely and free. Mm. And the bookshop's really good. So that's all down there. And this hotel Proper is just delicious. It's got rooftop jacuzzi and restaurant. So looking over the whole of the downtown area. beautiful food, lots of vegan stuff. And the rooms, they just feel very authentic in that it's a fairly new hotel, but they've used an old building and they've used it nicely.
Yeah.
And this Aesop product.
I like a bit of Aesop.
But it does feel like a proper old school hotel, which is great. I mean, especially in LA, because you don't think of LA as having anything old at all.
No, exactly.
So that's where the downtown is really interesting. Beautiful, like Chrysler-esque buildings with amazing sort of green ceramics on. I mean, there's so much down there to
see. And what time of year were you there then?
This was January.
Yeah, and still warm in January?
Weather was great. Yeah. We were literally sunbathing.
Wow.
So, I mean, you can... LA's funny. Everyone says it's sunny all the time. It's not.
No.
I've been in June before and it's been horrible.
Yeah.
They just say, oh, June gloom. It's like, you should have told
and
us
And it used to be foggy, didn't it, as well? You get the sort of...
That's more sand or smoggy.
Smoggy, yeah. Yeah.
It's not so bad, actually. You do see it on the horizon. You can see that sort of brown layer.
Yeah.
But when you're in it, you don't really notice.
And then where was after the proper then?
We went to one of the fanciest hotels in all of Los Angeles called the Peninsula.
Because it's the pinnacle of hotels.
And it is properly old school loveliness where the service is through the roof. I mean, you do feel like they're your friends. You almost feel it's rude to tip them.
Because it feels like
tipping your friend. The service is just through the roof. And it's, I'm saying old school. It doesn't feel old fashioned in any way. It feels like a European hotel.
Mm.
It feels like you could be in Paris. The outside looks like it is in Paris. And inside, I mean, some of the suites are just ridiculous. And they have residences where people actually live.
Live there. Where? Yeah, good.
Again, rooftop pool. Tick. Yeah. Everyone's got to have one of those. Yeah. It just feels very, very glamorous. And
they're all staff from LA then,
I suppose they are. Yeah. I mean, there's a mixture of nationalities there. They've got very old school, like wooden bar, which feels like a gentleman's club bar. So, you know, if you want something super modern, that's not your place.
Mm.
But, I mean, of course, everything works like you wouldn't believe. If you know, the TVs and the Wi-Fi and all of that is super up to scratch. And in our room, you actually, hidden away discreetly in a beautiful desk, is printer and all of that stuff. So you
could
literally operate from there if you wanted to.
Wow.
But it doesn't feel like that. It doesn't feel like a business hotel.
Yeah.
It just feels like a very... And then downstairs, the superstar restaurant, they've got one of those huge, I don't know who the artist is, you know the love sculpture, which is the word love spelled out L-O at the top and V.
Yeah.
A proper size one of those. And it's very ladies who lunch. There were a lot of ladies there with lips that would not.
Yeah, they weren't born with.
Yeah, there was a lot of trouble drinking a glass of champagne, if you know what I mean, trying to arrange your lips around it. But
a constantly surprised look.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, people were really enjoying it. It's just a lovely, it was ladies who lunch.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. I love the sound of that.
Yeah, you'd love it.
Yeah.
You really would love it.
And where was the peninsula then? Where did you move on after that?
Well, it's funny because we were laying on the roof of the peninsula and we could see the water for Astoria. It's like, oh, that's our next hotel. So we literally... You know, in America, you're not
Spider-Man
allowed.
Spider-Man jump over.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like you're not allowed to walk in LA, but we literally crossed the road to our next hotel.
Yeah.
And the Waterford store is not long opened, and it is jaw-droppingly delicious. You walk in and there's this huge...
It's not been open before. I always thought there'd be somewhere like that.
Maybe there is another one somewhere.
Yeah.
But this is spanking you. And they've got a Wolfgang Puck restaurant, which was just phenomenal. But you walk in and the lobby is this huge atrium with artwork literally 30 meters high. It's just like, this is what money buys.
Yeah.
But really, again, really friendly. You never feel overawed by it because the friendliness is so real. I mean, it's not real, probably. I find Americans very friendly.
They can just
break the ice really easily. So you never felt that you shouldn't be there.
And what were the rooms like there? Were they a bit more traditional?
Oh, it was lavish. I mean, they've gone with a sort of Art Deco theme, So there's, so it feels very nicely done. It doesn't feel like a, you know, a new build. It does feel beautifully done. Huge room with a balcony looking over the whole of, I suppose they're the Beverly Hills, are they? Because it is in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
I don't know if there is such a thing as a Beverly Hill.
Yeah, there must be. But it all...
Where did that come from?
Hollywood had hills, so they wanted their own.
So they built
good enough for Hollywood, good enough for Beverly.
So yeah, that was an incredible, just, I mean, funny thing about American hotels is, though, is you never get breakfast. And I like a breakfast.
Yeah.
And I like going down. You know, you can go down and you can buy the breakfast.
Yeah. That's, but it's not included. Yeah.
And I do, I like that as part of my stay, which you get in the UK, don't you?
Yeah.
You get it mostly in Europe.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And people love that. Yeah. You want to, you know, that's a conversation starter, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely. Ooh,
yeah.
Well, sometimes a lot of the hotels, they do, you know, you can go down and get a coffee in the lobby.
Yeah.
But the, I kind of want to go in and do the breakfast.
Very exciting. So where would you go? Just go out then and
We would do the coffee. I mean I'd smuggle a bagel and some peanut butter in.
Yeah.
And just do my own because I like to have breakfast straight away.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if I have to hang around till 11,
you get hangry. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Very hungry. So yeah. But I would definitely recommend that. Very expensive.
Yeah.
But they have a rooftop pool, a very sort of landmark rooftop restaurant, which it was full of Instagrammers photographing
themselves
in very skimpy outfits up against sort of living walls and all that.
Yeah.
But the one thing we did notice up on the roof, the swimming pool is lovely, but they're pumping out the music. And everyone there was a sort of older. And I just thought, I don't know who wants to hear this.
Who
wants to hear this sort of music, you know, at this level?
Yeah.
That was the only thing that jarred with me a little bit.
Yeah.
Because we thought we'd go up there and just like sort of flake around, but it just became a little bit wearing.
You don't want that. Yeah. No.
And it was very expensive. It must be said up on the roof. We thought, we'll just get a couple of drinks and some chips. And it's like, yikes.
How much would that have been then?
I mean, if we'd had a couple of drinks and some chips, that would have been $150.
Wow, God.
Beyond. Yeah.
Really gold-plated chips.
But then, it's the Waterford story.
Yeah, exactly.
What people go for, don't they?
It's a bucket list kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And you wouldn't be disappointed if you
were. And where did you go after that then? So this was a month-long trip, was it, pretty much? Yeah.
This was a trip of a lifetime because we were going to some hotels that I've always wanted to check out. So the next one we went to is the Beverly Hills Hotel, which is probably the most famous hotel in LA. And I had been there before, I'm going to show off now.
Yeah, show off.
I interviewed Paris Hilton there back in the day.
Yeah.
And she was the big deal.
Were you her BFF?
Yeah. No, not really. And I remember she ordered her dinner from somewhere else.
Oh.
So they had to send out and bring the dinner in, which was some soup thing that she stirred, did not eat, and then dropped her spoon in.
Oh.
And then left and I had to pay for it.
Oh no.
I was like, what a monster. I mean, all that money. So I had been there before and I was quite impressed. Just because you've seen it so often. You know, the tropical wallpaper, which is iconic.
Yeah, it is. And copied so many places, isn't it? Yeah.
And it's very of the moment.
It is actually. Yeah.
Because it is so what it is and it's never changed. I suppose
it's cyclical, isn't it? It's come back. Yeah.
Because the colours are sort of salmon pink, which is very now, isn't it? The moss green, which is very now.
Yeah.
And that tropical.
Yeah,
and
green is everywhere. Yeah.
So it just feels very now. And I thought it might be a little bit grandma, a little bit older, but it wasn't. There was like a hip hop band staying there and young gay couples. It was very now.
Yeah.
And very industry, because that's where apparently all the power lunches.
Jackie Collins obviously used to go there loads, didn't she?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did you see that documentary on her? That was before Christmas, wasn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
I loved it.
And people watching must be brilliant there.
Yeah, we saw some actors who we didn't know the names of, but we knew they were actors coming in, sort of in that fake sort of "don't look at me."
Yeah, don't look at me.
Look at me.
But
traditional. Again, the service levels through the roof, but they actually let us sneak into Marilyn Monroe's suite.
Oh my God, wow.
It's branded with her and, you know, there are pictures of her in that room.
Yeah.
And wow. So it's like, oh my God. and it's just delicious. I mean, older school, and it, you know, it's not modern, it feels mid-century, but that's cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they're just opening a new Elizabeth Taylor suite.
Oh, wow.
Because she obviously stayed there a lot, which is going to be lavish. And we went into the presidential suite as well, which I think is $14,000 a night.
Oh, my. What do you get with that then?
You get a huge safe.
Yeah. Oh.
A safe that you could lock someone in. It's so massive. It's a proper, like, you know, bank vault safe with the door is sort of like a foot thick. And you get a little lap pool and everything. All just delicious, though. And we went for lunch in Polo Lounge, the famous Polo Lounge. And we were looking at it thinking, this is lovely, actually, because it's not too slick. It does feel that it's, you know, it feels a historic.
Bit faded around the edges in a nice way. Yeah.
And it feels old school in a really lovely way, in that, you know, they had a pianist playing during lunch.
Oh.
It just
and what is the food there? Is it kind of very American, you know, burgers and stuff?
It's kind of bistro food, I suppose. Yeah. So, you know, there is a burger there. We had pasta. The burger, grilled fish, you know, sort of healthy options and stuff like that. Fairly, not over fancy, but really nice.
Yeah.
So from there, we thought, right, nothing's going to top this. But we went to their sister hotel. It's all part of the Dorchester collection, so you can imagine the levels, to the Bel Air Hotel, which feels like you're in the middle of the countryside, even though it's 10 minutes up the road from the Beverly Hills. And these are all sort of bungalows. So you go into the main reception over a little bridge with carp and all this business and check in, and then they take you up to your room. But you feel like you're the only one there and you can't see any other spaces. And we had a 9-man jacuzzi.
Oh my God.
Unfortunately, we didn't have 9-man.
No.
So just two of us.
Yeah.
And an outdoor fire. We literally could not bear to leave the room. Cool. So we did delivery because we couldn't leave.
Amazing.
Really, really nice.
And would you get like a sitting room and all that? Yeah. With it? Yeah.
Yeah. You get a sitting room and a patio and patio furniture, so you can eat outside if you want to. A bath, you get 3 people in 2. And then when you go, there are sort of lounges and restaurants down near the reception. But it feels like a mini resort in that, you know, you don't feel like you're next to anybody. And you're just looking up this hill onto these ridiculous mansions, that because Bel Air is, I mean, these Beverly Hills look like the Holloway Road.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's there and then up a level.
Yeah.
And this huge sort of proper architect houses on the hill. And you're thinking, how did I get here?
Yeah.
Council has kids, you live in the line. It was just really lovely. Then, how many have got more left?
Yeah, what about the Edition? Did you go there?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Where's that then? Is that in?
That's just up the road, actually, from, have you watched Selling Sunset?
Oh yes, yeah.
You know their little office, the Oppenheim Group? Yeah. It's literally up the road.
Did you walk past it? Yeah. Oh, did you look in?
it's probably nothing in there. Yeah. It's probably just a front. But it's funny, you do feel a bit starstruck when you go past, like, I've seen that on TV. But the Edition is a Schrager invention. I don't know if you know Ian Schrager.
Oh, yeah.
Because he kind of invented the boutique hotel.
He did,
So he used to do the Royalton, the Paramount, the St. Martin's. Now he's done the Edition, and it's just quality. But always with a little cheeky touch, like in our room. It's very minimal. There's nothing much there. But then there's a really gilt frame of Cher with somebody else.
Yeah.
All in there. And you think, I love that. It's a sort of 70s little touch. And apparently someone there told us that, because whenever you go in, there's always a fur throw sort of cast on the bed. And that's the only sort of, apart from this one
sort of indulgence. Yeah.
Everything else is slick, white, clean. There's barely anything there.
That's quite nice. It's something that's quite tactile to have in the room, isn't it? And
apparently, because I interviewed Ian Schrager, but he didn't tell me this, but someone at the hotel said that this is his mum. When he was a little boy, she used to go out every night to the nightclubs, and she would come in and cast her stole on the bed.
Oh, God.
And it stuck with him as the most glamorous thing he could think of.
Oh, wow.
It was a woman coming in from the night out and just casting her fur stole on the bed.
Yeah.
So you get this sort of like fur throw, I
suppose. Yeah.
Cast on the bed. It's very glamorous. And they've got, because Hitchfrager's amazing. And when I interviewed him, he said that the hotel business is a business of touches. And those are the little touches
just
elevate. Because, you know, it's a beautiful room. That could be a beautiful room in any hotel. But those three things just set it apart.
And that story is nice as well. Isn't that? Yeah, real harking back to his childhood. And, you're right. They are sort of minimal and sleek. But, to give a bit of warmth and his heritage in there is great. What about Orange County? Did you go there as well?
We did go down to Orange County because we've got friends there, which is it's funny, I always thought it was further away from LA, but if you fly into LAX, it's basically the same distance as going into town. You're just going down the coast a bit. And it's where, obviously, the Real Housewives of that whole started, didn't it?
Yeah. Was that the original one then?
Yeah.
Because
it's based on the OC. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And so they thought, oh, wouldn't it be interesting to find the real version of this?
Yeah.
And so that's where it all started. So it's very, there's a place called Newport Beach, which is a bit surfy. Lots of surfing there, actually. It's a very summer town. We were there in the wrong
time. Not Newport Pagnell. No.
probably a little bit up
there. Yeah.
But very livable, you know? You can imagine having a sort of a summer house there. It's not too chic that it frightens you.
Yeah.
You know, they've got a little pier, nice little bar on the pier. Lots of Mexican.
And where did you stay then?
Maybe. We just stayed with some friends. But they live right next door to one of the big hotels, Four Seasons or something, which is right on the beach.
And is there lots to do there then? Yeah, just coastal stuff.
Nice restaurants. You do need a car in these places because they say, oh, let's just nip for lunch. But nipping is a 45-minute drive.
Yeah.
And you can't really walk.
And when you were going between places, were you walking or Ubering mainly?
When you're in LA, Uber.
Because
if you walk, they
think you're weird, don't they? Yeah.
People look out the window like, "What's he doing?" Like, I'm walking along.
Yeah. What? Putting one foot in front of the other in a collaborative fashion. Yeah.
But then Ubers, you know, they're very inexpensive.
It
was just like $7 most of the time.
Yeah.
Which is a fiver.
But did you find eating out in the States expensive then?
I did, yeah. I think to begin with, I was not converting. I was thinking $10 for £10,
where it's
kind of $7.50, isn't it?
Yeah.
But one thing that drives me crazy about America is that you never know the cost of anything until the bill comes.
Yeah.
Because they've got so many different taxes and services and this, that, and the other. Then you're supposed to pay 20%.
Service,
which seems a lot.
Especially
in California, minimum wage is now $18 an hour, which is okay.
Yeah.
£15.
Yeah.
London, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
So I don't know why I'm paying 20%
on top
of that.
But it's a tipping culture, isn't it? And we're just not used to it, are we?
I find it embarrassing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind throwing my money around, but.
Yeah. At least if you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you add that on, if you're thinking you're buying me like a $10 lunch, and it's like $20 or something. It's a lot, isn't it?
It really is. And I'd rather just know.
Yeah.
I don't really care what it's for.
Tell me how much this is.
But there are great restaurants there, but you can also, you know, you can go in Chipotle and get some
for
$7 or something.
Exactly. And what was your last stop then in LA?
Our last stop we did. Do you know the Kimpton brand?
Yes. Where's the one in like this London, isn't it?
It's a huge Russell Square one, isn't
it?
I love that brand
because
it's kind of in the middle price-wise, but it feels much more glamorous than that. And they do cheeky little things, like they do a happy hour where if you go down at, they call it wine o'clock, I think.
Yeah.
If you go down between 4 and 5, they're just pouring out wines and beers. And the one we stayed in, they were doing cocktails. And you just sit around and you do meet everybody.
Yeah.
So I love that. These two hotels, the first one we stayed in was the Kimpton Wilshire, which is not far from Rodeo. And that's a tiny little hotel. I think it's only, if there's 70 rooms, I'd be surprised. They've got a beautiful rooftop with a lovely bar that they're just redoing. We were like, why? It's so nice. Why don't you redo that?
And is the aim of that 1 o'clock to just meet people, literally. Yeah. 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 That's lovely, isn't it?
It's
yeah.
really nice. It's a really nice touch. And they do the free coffee thing in the morning.
That's Kimpton Wiltshire. Is there another one then?
Kimpton Wiltshire is really good if you're interested in museums, because it's just up from the new Academy Museum. So if you're interested in film, that is
your Academy, as in the Oscars.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's literally a block away. And then there's looks amazing from the outside. I'm not really interested in cars, but it's a motor museum. They call it Museum Mile. So if you're interested in that, it's a good place to stay for at least a couple of nights just to get all that done. And you can walk to the Grove, which is a farmer's market and a little fake village shopping mall thing, which is really nice. So that's a good one. And then we went to Kimpton Lapeer, which is Melrose, which you've probably heard of. Mm. So that used to be a series, didn't it?
It did, yeah. Yeah.
Melrose Place.
Yeah.
So it's basically just off Melrose, but you're just through from all of the Santa Monica gay scene. So literally, if you walk through an alley, you get to Lisa Vanderpump.
Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, her whole empire, sewer and all of that is just through there.
Yeah. You didn't see her, no?
No, I saw
her. You met her before, haven't you?
I've seen her before, yeah. We were in one of those... one of her restaurants, and she came in, and I'm not impressed by celebrities because I enjoy them, but somehow there's something about her that I just love.
So. She's just great fun, isn't she? Yeah. Was she part of the Shadow Lounge here or something?
She was. She's done all of Soho basically. Yeah. Didn't she? Do you remember like Casablanca and all of those places?
Yeah.
Around Piccadilly and all that, and now she's done the same in West Hollywood.
Yeah.
And obviously gone on TV and done 2 series.
Yeah.
So it was perfect, because there's one gay place there called the Abbey, which you go on a Sunday afternoon. It's mostly outside, and they have like go-go dancers, men and women. It's a gay place, but everyone is there. Every age, every gender, everything is there. And it's just a brilliant place to just get hammered on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, sounds lovely. Exactly. Sunshine and booze. Yeah.
And then stagger back to your hotel just
now. Yeah.
Oh, God, job done.
What a trip.
Gosh. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Whereas my liver was like putting in complaints by the end. Saying, get out of here. This can't go on. But yeah.
Oh, it's worth it. Oh, well, that's so many good places to go.
Yes.
And then, next time where we're going to go is, I think you're going to talk about San Fran next time. Yeah, that'd be good. So. Yeah. Everyone knows it, but I haven't been there for a while, but it's a great city, isn't it?
Yeah,
but that's next time anyway. See you soon.
See you then, Max.
Bye.